The peace and confidence in our Lord Jesus be with you, heart dwellers. The Lord spoke to me this morning about his peace. I asked him what was on his heart and mind, and he told me peace. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the message, which is short, but to the point. He began, "Peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Many of you have truly given your heart to me, and I'm guarding it as my most precious possession. You have hearkened to me when I called. You have obeyed me when I instructed you. You have continually repented and kept an eye on your sin nature. You are truly blessed. Now I am telling you the truth. You should have my peace. If you do not have my peace, you need to look around and find out what is eroding it. Have you fallen into unbelief? Have you withheld good from your brother? Have you spoken against anyone and damaged their reputation? Have you cheated or kept something that was not yours to keep?" At that point, I thought to myself, "Gee, Lord, my conscience is troubled because Ray left some things here, and although she did say whatever she left behind she didn't want, I thought maybe she forgot them." He replied, "Well, maybe you should find that out if you feel conviction, Claire." And I thought, yep, I definitely need to find that out. He continued, "Let not there be one speck of self-interest among my brides. Let each look after the concerns of the other. Then your conscience will bear witness to your innocence before me and before men. You see, this is a wedged open door. Whenever you have a concern in your conscience, it opens the door to whatever would like to enter. Seal all the entryways to sin and allow not one foothold for the enemy to accuse you. For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." That's Matthew 5:20. "I'm not being harsh with you, beloved, just very, very realistic. Better you should know now the condition of your soul before me than find out later that you are lacking. The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness. Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work." That's in 2 Timothy 2:20. "I am preparing you to move onward and upward. I want nothing to hold you back. Go over these things in your mind and see if there's anything your conscience rises up at. If there is, make it right. I'm coming for a spotless bride, and anything that detains you is a spot. Don't fall into false accusation with yourself or be overly scrupulous. Stay balanced. I want you to have my peace. How can you impart my peace to others if you yourself are lacking? My peace I leave with you. You are greatly loved and cherished. Keep yourself clean for me. Let nothing of this world detain you. I am coming soon.